In Her Magnificence. Toni Morrison, writer, died on August 5th, aged 88.
She did not look away. When Toni Morrison's clear, imagining gaze met uncomfortable things, she faced them down. A poisoned dog jerking round the yard like a toy, human placenta in a field, the transparent underskin of a bobcat gutted on a kitchen table, the greyish panties still round her ankles of an 11-year-old girl raped by her father as she washed the dishes. Especially she did not look away from the images of slavery she had been slowly, painfully dragged towards by the time she wrote Beloved in 1987. A man hanged in a sycamore tree, known by his shirt, but with head and feet missing. A red ribbon fished from the river with a curl of wet woolly hair attached to it, and to that its bit of scalp. A fugitive slave crunching the breastbone of a dove before its heart had stopped beating. The wildness that shot up in a man's eye when his lips were yanked back to take the bit. Setha, her heroine in Beloved, serenely continuing to hold on her baby's face after she had cut its throat to save it from a slave's life. Because these scenes sometimes brushed against beauty, the sycamores tall and soughing, the dove eaten under flowering plum trees, and because her novels won prizes, notably the Nobel in 1993, critics tended to call them lyrical and poetic. Nothing made her madder. Lyricism meant that literary language was getting in the way. It had to be stripped down, freed up, opened up, and teased to get the writerliness out of it. First drafts of her word work in number 2 pencil on yellow legal pads then went through as many as 13 revisions on the word processor.